We've invited the four campus representatives of the various Ontario parties. And just in the previous section, we're talking about what this, what they think, rather, this election has been about. But I think we've heard a lot about leadership and broken promises and all that sort of thing. And I mean, the cynic in me thinks that people don't really expect people to keep all the promises they have, but really they at least pretend to want an election to be about something more than just, you know, which person is more credible on a particular issue, but to be about some sort of larger idea that they vote for. I don't know if we've heard a lot of that so far in this election. It's been a bit understated, but I'm curious if there would be one theme of this election, a big policy issue that we should be talking about, what would it be?
I think probably healthcare and the environment are two of the big things in Ontario, as well as MMP. I can't plug that enough. Pretty much what the Green Party stance is that pretty much anything between the Liberals and Conservatives is splitting hairs down a budget, really. What we see as the real problem is that we need a preventative system. We don't need one that pays for the treatment of the sick. Well, we need to pay for the treatment of the sick, but we need to actually start by preventing these illnesses. So pretty much the key to minimizing the cost of our healthcare system is throughout environmental policy, protecting the security of our water, of our air, of like all our natural resources that live around us, because ultimately these are linked to cancer rates, these are linked to any variety of different diseases, conditions, and disorders, and it would just reduce so many costs so much if you just implemented policy that would, you know, clean up our environment and make ourselves live in a healthy environment and to promote healthy lifestyles.
It's a good lead on to what we have done, which is we have a health promotions ministry, and the job of that ministry is to promote positive health instead of having to have somebody, you know, for example, we have the Smoke-Free Ontario Act. I mean, that's reduced so many chances of people starting to smoke, which is going to help us out reduce wait times because they're not going to end up in the hospital with lung cancer or anything like that. So it's all about prevention. We're also preventing, as well as we're adding much needed funds to healthcare so that we can, if people do need medical help, they can get it. So,
well, I think two of the main issues that are coming up quite importantly, particularly recently, is environment and education. I talked about environment earlier, how we're actually now lagging behind Alberta when it comes to implementing the Kyoto Protocol, which I think is problematic. But further, when you look at the party platforms and actual investment in environment, the NDP is doing basically, the Liberals and Conservatives are planning to spend about a third of what the New Democrats want to put into basically developing an environmental plan and developing an environmentally sustainable province. And we see things coming from the Conservatives where there's just a failure to close down coal power plants, which are creating a large number of problems with emissions. But further, you're just seeing a failure to invest in renewable resources like hydroelectricity, like wind power, and like solar energy resources. And the other thing is education. I can't state it enough. When you have an educated workforce, you're going to have a workforce that's less susceptible to the dips that come with a resource economy and the dips that come with the boom-bust economics. You've seen this in Scandinavia, where they've just been less susceptible to the business cycle economics that we tend to see in North America, because they've got an educated workforce that can adapt to whatever the economy decides to show them.
Well, I think this is really indicative, this environmental aspect is really indicative of what we see in the past 4 years with the Liberals. When we see in 2003 they promised to close coal-fired power generating plants, then they get into power and they say, wait, we need that energy right now, we can't afford to close them. So then they extend their deadline by 7 years from the date that they're planning on closing them, and then they refuse to even put on measures to clean the smog that's coming out of them for the 7 extra years that they're going to keep them open. The Conservative plan calls for putting sweepers onto the stacks to clean the air until we can find an alternative energy to replace that power in the future.
The Liberals have a very good environmental record. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've strengthened protection for species at risk with legislation that is one among the toughest in North America. We have a Clean Water Act that the Conservatives voted against. I mean, all the stuff that we've put through, the Tories voted against it. I mean, how can you vote against clean water? I mean, the McGuinty government is bringing, we're even bringing environment into the classrooms. You know, after all this environmental stuff, having the 1.8 million acre green belt, protecting our water, protecting our green spaces, we even have $2,000 and we've doubled the credit for hybrid. So if you buy a hybrid, you're getting an extra $1,000. We're encouraging people to get that stuff. The education now we're bringing into the classroom, it's going to be in all subjects and all grades, so that we're also ensuring that our environment is protected now and in the future with all the kids growing up.
It's interesting, just to get in, sorry, that a lot of what you guys have talked about is stuff that's happened in the past, that, you know, you've improved wait times or that you haven't put scrubbers on. But what should we, as we think about the next 4 years, not the 4 years that have just passed, be looking for in achieving beyond, like, I guess an acceptable answer is more of the same, but is there sort of a big idea in this election? That's really sort of what I'm looking for. What's the big idea that we should be talking about that, for whatever reason, we're not focusing on?
Thank you, Mike. Actually, and you know what, that's a great question, because that's often what the Green Party would like to address, is what should the future be. As it stands, currently the three parties in Queen's Park, their platforms and their route to going about protecting our environment and preventing climate change and protecting species at risk, pretty much all goes at costing money. Saving the environment shouldn't cost money. What you need to do is you need to implement the market device as possible. You need a cap and trade system on carbon markets. You need to shift taxes away from, you know, profits and actual production, and put it towards things that are devastating our environment, like resource extraction. Because ultimately, that's a very elastic market here in Ontario. Like, you can put far more taxes on those kind of resource extractions and try and curb and maybe create a little bit more resilience in their technology growth. Whereas that could raise so many more revenues for the province. Whereas, like, right now, like, just as the status quo, if the environmental economics theory, how it goes, is that it's pretty much just, it's a cost. It's not supposed to be a cost, though. It's supposed to be a market.
I think we need to look at where the government is investing its money and what are strong investments for the future. And I think two of the main strong investments are environment and education.
Exactly.
And when you look at the different platforms that have been put forward and the costing that's done on these platforms, the NDP is spending far more on investing more money on the environment, and they're investing more in education. And I think ultimately, when we look to the future of the province, that means we're going to have a clean province. This means we're going to actually get some action on climate change, which is the number one environmental issue that's being addressed right now, that needs to be addressed right now, and we haven't seen a lot of action on it, so we do need to see that kind of action on
it.
And then education in making sure that we get we develop a workforce that can deal with whatever the economy throws them.
GK?
The $6.2 billion that we put into education is the largest amount of money put into education in 40 years. That is a big investment in education. The Liberals are about education, the environment, making sure that our environment is safe and we have clean water. We're also about healthcare. See, education, environment, healthcare are one of the three main things that Dalton McGuinty's always campaigned on. This, we have to do better, and that's what he's all about. We have to do better than we're doing now. There's no stopping now. That's the point. That's the whole point. We've moved forward now, and we're not just going to stay where we are, but we're going to go even further than what we have.
But the bottom line is, it's not just enough to campaign on something. You actually have to have the numbers to back it up. And when you look on education investment, the Liberals' planned investment is half of what the New Democratic planned investment is.
Moreover, I mean, we're looking at this, like, when he says we have to do better, he's right, we do have to do better. We have to look at the fact that the McGuinty government is saying test scores are going up in classrooms, and they are going up, but that's because the standards have actually been being lowered quietly over the past couple
that's
years.
That's not true. You
that
guys
is
don't
true.
John Tory went and said that the EQA scores that came out were made up. I mean,
the standards have been dropping. I was talking to a high school teacher of mine back home, and he was telling me that he was saying that currently he isn't sure, like, he thinks that this might have been actually the worst state that he's seen education in. Not the environment. He says the environment is great. There's money coming through and liberals are supporting the environment of the educational classroom. But he's saying that the for actual education, he thinks this might be one of the most hurtful governments he's seen, because he says he's being encouraged to pass everyone. It doesn't matter really what happens in the classroom. He actually has to fill out paperwork to fail a student now.
There's a lot of students who wouldn't agree with you. I mean,
the students wouldn't agree with me. Of course they wouldn't, because they want standards lower. It's easier to get higher marks.
Any student receiving one of the 120,000 more grants now in university are not going to agree with you on that.
But we aren't talking about funding here. We're talking about standards, which have been being dropped.
But it's important also to, because I know the students have problems, you know, with OSAP and everything like that. You cannot just give them OSAP. You have to also give them the grants so that they don't have to pay it back when they're done. That's the whole point.
I think you're missing what he's saying, though, Chike. I think he's not suggesting that there isn't an adequate, or maybe I don't. He's not in this case suggesting that there isn't adequate funding. But he's saying that, at least if I understand correctly, in the public schools, the standards for passing have been reduced under this government, meaning that improvements in tests are false.
Yeah, there's no facts to prove that, unless he has them.
Well, it's certainly in our platform, and I can imagine that liberals would have jumped on us already.
These are province-wide standardized tests, and they are done by the province-wide standardized tests. That's what they do it all the time. If you guys think that they're rigged, then that's what the Tories can say. But at the end of the day, these are always done, and they're always done, and now that we have test scores going up.
Well, isn't there just, to toss it out there, a merit in perhaps moving kids forward if there's advantages, certainly in the earlier grades, for socializing people at the same age, even if they can't read at the same level as someone in the seat next to them?
Well, that's fair enough, but I'm talking in particular when I was talking to a high school teacher, and he was telling me that he was having a hard time actually failing students that didn't meet the curriculum, and that he had to fill out paperwork in order to do so. That's moderately ludicrous to me.
Well, I think this is a problem. Like, we seem to think that, you know, passing people on is through some sort of standardized education. It's been proven time and time again that standardized testing proves absolutely nothing about the progress of students. Actually, the Green Party, what we'd like to do is we'd like to abolish standardized testing, which is extremely expensive and ignores, like, students' needs and interests. It shows nothing about education.
I think the issue is also much less the grades that students are getting necessarily and the kind of attention that they're getting in the education system. Because it's one thing to have a system in which, you know, everybody's getting a 60 or 70%. It's quite another when students actually come out of the system having positive teacher contact and having gotten the services that they really should receive. And we're seeing, when we see class sizes in the high 30s, students just aren't getting the same contact with teachers. And, like, when we see ESL students or 5 ESL students just being lumped in with a class with no special accommodation, then they're not getting the services and the adequate attention that they need to do well in the future. And I think that's problematic. And I think regardless of the grades that are coming out of it, if you don't do something to address that, in the future you're going to have a problem.
While we're talking about education, one of the big things that's come up in the campaign so far is the notion of religious education. And if I could summarize, and it's sort of interesting that we have four very different, it's probably the only place where we have four very different opinions from the various parties, with the PCs wanting to expand religious education, or public funding of religious education to everyone, the Greens wanting to take it to make a single secular system, the Liberals saying that the current system is just fine, and the NDP saying this isn't the question we should be talking about. So I think that we should have a few minutes to talk just about this and sort of where this is going and what the particular issues are. Because if there's a campaign and a platform and plank that everyone's talking about in this election, it's religious education.
Well, I think it's kind of funny. That's probably the best summary I've heard so far of the four different parties' platforms.
Actually.
It's important to understand why the PCs are bringing forth this motion, and it's a question of fairness. I mean, currently we have the Catholics inside our public education system, and we aren't allowing any other religions. Now, I've heard that the UN is actually giving Ontario some lip about this, saying that this isn't fair and that this is a human rights issue because this is preferential treatment of one religion over the others. Now, what our actual platform is meant to do is it's meant to bring these religious private schools into the public system so that we can guarantee quality of education for those students. Because without giving those schools public funding, we have no right to enter them and tell them that they need to meet the Ontario curriculum, that they need to have standardized testing, and that they need to actually have properly credentialed teachers. And those are three very important issues. You can't have a school without properly credentialed teachers, but currently we do already. So we want to bring those in so that we can credential those teachers.
I don't necessarily see how that goes about lowering the inequalities between the different religions and schools. I would think that having a secular system in which there be a class where everyone can learn about religion altogether is the best way of creating a fair and equal system in religion in school.
The issue, though, is we have a constitutional clause that prevents us from having a fair and equal system. We would like to see a move towards just a plain secular system, but unfortunately right now it just doesn't work with the way things are set up, so we have to live with what we got now. I think, unfortunately, though, this distracts from some of the issues that come up with funding and from getting class sizes down, which are really the things that are going to impact students most.
Well, the Liberals are focused on working on the funding formula, first of all, and also it's not about... I think people need to understand the issue here. There's 2 million students. There's 2 million students who are attending publicly funded education. And Dalton McGuinty has always stood up for publicly funded education. Not let me finish. So there's the 58,000 students is what John Tory wants to take $500 million out of our publicly funded schools and give it to 58,000 students. I mean, if about fairness, I'm not sure what you're running on fairness or not. And they also, I just want to add that a progressive conservative, yesterday, including a well-known member of his own caucus, John Tory's own caucus, from Bruce Gray, Owen Sound, conservative MPP Bill Murdo, and also a civil rights lawyer who want this stopped. They don't agree with it. Your own party, there are people in your own party who don't agree with this.
But I think the interesting thing with this, though, is that, I mean, really, if you're either comfortable with the status quo, which you have to admit there's a certain amount of discrimination involved in, or Dan mentioned that, I mean, the Constitution precludes things, but with a majority government in Ontario, it's very easy to change that. I guess the question is this just a non-issue that isn't worth talking about right now, or is it something that that can be fixed and should be fixed?
Well, Dalton McGuinty stands up and he says he's a defender of public education, and of course he is, because he went to the Catholic School Board, which was publicly funded. And that's all we're talking about here, is we're talking about the Catholic School Board, which currently exists within the public system, not just being the Catholic school. We're talking about having other religions in there. And sure, Dalton McGuinty says he's a defender of the public system, but he went to a Catholic school within the public system. And why is it okay for him to go to a Catholic school within the public system, but no other religious people to go into their religious schools within the public system?
Well, I know the Greens and NDPs will agree with me that when you're talking about issues, there's a lot of issues out there that deserve attention. Not that this doesn't deserve attention. We have health care to worry about. We have the environment to worry about. We have health care to worry about. This seems to be the number one issue that the Tories want to bring forth for the next 4 years for Ontario. We plan to bring forth more good news for education, more good news for healthcare, more good news for students, more good news for seniors. There's a lot of issues on the board that need to be looked at, and that's what we plan to do.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just one sec.